Talking today with Jeff Scott, of course, canola producer from the north central part of the state of Oklahoma and currently president of the Great Plains Canola Association. Jeff, Canola College going again and got a good crowd here from Oklahoma and Kansas.
Got a wonderful crowd. Looks like we've got around 300 people or more or less. So good turnout today. Glad to see they're here and got a lot of valuable information for them.
Now let's talk a little bit about where we stand with this 2015 crop. I know acres are down a little bit.
Acres are down. We hit our peak last year, and so we have had a pullback with the disastrous conditions that we had last year in wheat and canola. And so we've seen a little bit of retracement, but I think that our diehard producers are still out here. They've seen what this crop will do for their operation, and so they're here trying to learn what they can do in the next 100 days to get through this cropping system.
So, you know, when we think about the pullback in acres, a lot of folks simply were not able to harvest anything last year. A lot of people got pretty discouraged.
There was some discouragement. You know, it was a matter of out there harvesting 2, 4, 6 bushel canola. Of course, we've got to also look at there was a lot of 8, 10, 12 bushel wheat harvested. So a disaster is a disaster no matter what crop it is. And I know that there was some emotional pullback due to those losses or not able to harvest at all. But I think that we will see rebuilding from here. This is a reset on acres. As Mother Nature works with us, hopefully, we'll see those acres expand.
Now, in your case, you pretty well missed a crop last year, didn't you?
Yes, we did not harvest a stitch. Our yields were low enough when we came out and had it appraised that it was not worth running a combine through, and so we were a total crop destruction and moved on.
So how did you respond as far as your acres from this fall?
My acres have not changed. This crop has proven itself to me. It has changed the dynamics of my farming operation, and I will stick with it.
Tell me, you know, in your mind, as you think about where we are with this crop, we're in a better really status right now, mid-February compared to mid-February of 2014, right?
We are in better shape. We've got a little more moisture out there. I know I've been cleaning up some farms with a track hoe, and so I've been digging around burying foundations, and I'm actually finding some moisture 2 to 3 foot down as opposed to a year ago. There was nothing. Not saying that we're going to be able to get through the year without any more rain, but we are in better shape now, and hopefully Mother Nature will work through us and bring those April showers.
When we think about the things that we've learned since you really started growing canola, what are the 2 or 3 things that really have helped us grow these acres to this point?
You know, I don't know, Ron. It's everything is different every year. We learn something new. This is such a dynamic crop. We are learning stuff on fertility, on seed placement, you know, the mechanics of growing this crop, that if you get those in place and you have the right foundation for getting that crop seeded in time and giving it the best chance to start, harvest management, all those things are making it easier to grow this crop than what I faced 10 or 12 years ago when I started. We've still got these anomalies of weather and things like that are beyond our control, and so we've just got to stick to the basics, do the best that we can do, and if Mother Nature will treat us right, we will be very successful.
I know that, you know, in talking to folks, some of the folks that have gotten discouraged, it seems like they're saying, well, we've gave it a year or two, and we just had too many problems. It takes a little more management.
It does take more management, but I still turn back. I've got a friend that was telling me he had been growing around 1,000 acres of canola, pulled back to about 300 acres this year. And we were talking about farming conditions, and he was telling me that the only place that he had good wheat pasture was where he had failed canola last year. And I said, uh-huh. So even though you had a disastrous crop, that crop rotation did do something for you because you've actually got wheat pasture to put those stalker calves on your failed canola. So the rotation did do something for you. And so we've got to look at this as a systems approach. We cannot look at this as a single crop year. A rotation is a rotation. We've got to look at it over 2, 3, 4, 5 years, average those returns, and I guarantee you, you'll be better off in the long run with canola in your rotation than you will without it.
Jeff, national news, as far as your involvement with U.S. Canola, you've stepped into the officer chairs.
Yes, sir. I have moved up, was elected to the presidency of U.S. Canola last week at our Washington, D.C. meeting. We were up there doing some lobbying for the crop and crop insurance and FSA and different things, and had our annual meeting, was elected to the presidency. So kind of gives a spotlight for the Southern Great Plains region. That position is typically dominated by northern growers out of North Dakota. So whether it was me or somebody else from the south, I'm glad to see that we're getting a little bit of spotlight with that national group to the Southern Plains.
And you know, you mentioned crop insurance, RMA. Are we continuing to get some traction with them regarding counties being certified for canola in this part of the world?
Slow and steady, and I think that's the way it needs to be. You know, we've got to be actuarially sound as we add counties, but we are gaining traction and seem to be adding more counties every year. So we'll keep working on it. That's one of the things that this association does for our producer members is we work with RMA, EPA, lobby for you in Congress at state and national level. So we're out here working for the producers and trying to help them with this crop.